very tired because the blood is in the stomach area, and the nephron is called the great yardship. I promise to not try to help you as much as I can by getting some, making you hopefully a little bit enthusiastic for my subject matter. Thank you very much that you came at this most difficult time of the day. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
enthusiasm in spiritual life, and we hope to make it a very useful and also practical presentation which will inspire us to become more enthusiastic in spiritual life. Have you ever had this feeling that you were before a certain task and you just did not feel you could accomplish it? Did you ever have this feeling that you had your Jagamara and you knew there were still many rounds of Hare Krishna ahead of you, and you just didn't feel enthusiastic for this particular spiritual practice? Artists know when they don't feel enthusiasm, they can stare for hours on the blank piece of paper without any idea what to paint on it. But they also know that all of a sudden they seem to tap a source inside of us, which when tapped gives us so much nourishment and inspiration that the seemingly impossible becomes possible, easily possible. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the acharyas of our movement for Krishna consciousness, has described how important enthusiasm in spiritual life is. He has given a comparison. Just like the soul is important for the body in order to live and walk and talk and so on, enthusiasm is as much important to the spiritual life. He has said that enthusiasm is the soul of one's Shraddha or faith. You can see today many religious minded people who may say they are Christians, or say they are Muslims, or you can even find some Hare Krishnas who have lost enthusiasm, and therefore their faith is something which is a little bit dead for them. Does not live, does not give them nourishment, does not give them satisfaction. As a result, they often turn again towards material sources of inspiration and happiness. Without enthusiasm, one's own shraddha or belief, whatever it is, it is dead. Before the first devotees went to England, they came to Srila Prabhupada for last instruction. And instead of giving a philosophical instruction, Prabhupada chose to address the right half of the brain by telling a story. When you go to England, you must be enthusiastic. Just like in my young days, I saw the movie of Charlie Chaplin, and the Prabhupada started to giggle humorously as he was seeing the picture. I will make it short because most of you have heard about this movie. It's an often presented illustration in our Krishna consciousness movement. It is also documented. And it's about Charlie Chaplin, who went into this ball dances, and you know ball dances, the old style, that you dance the waltz or whatever, and then after a quarter of 45 minutes, I believe, at least if I remember my dancing school, 45 minutes. Then they make a pause of 15 minutes where you can go with your beloved into in the park and things which are pleasant at that moment for you. So Charlie Sheldon took his beloved out in her horse and sat on a bench, not knowing that a naughty boy had put some good quality glue on the bench. So he was sitting there, they were talking, and then he was getting up, the glue had become hard, and his certain type of jacket, I'm not so good in the English medium, Schwadenschwanz, it's in German, but in case it says anything for you, it's a jacket which has long tails like this. His overcoat got stuck and it ripped open. So as he was dancing, he was not noticing it, and as he was dancing, people stared at his broken coat or ripped coat and scornfully looked at him. And the horse went to the wardrobe to see what was wrong with his dress and noticed that it had ripped, back had ripped. So what did he do? He just ripped it to the collar. But this totally also not to here. And then, for the next dancing session, he went and he danced very, as Prabhupada says, jubilantly. The legs high in the air and so on. And people who previously scorned at him now saw, this man has something which we don't have. He is enthusiastic, extraordinarily enthusiastic for dancing. What is the source of his enthusiasm? It must be this extraordinary coat. And when the next horse came, they also took their coat and ripped it up to the collar, hoping that now they had tapped that valuable source of enthusiasm which gives life its meaning and inspires us for unusual performances in our lives. But look at his devotees. He smiled, and that was the end of his instruction to them. Be enthusiastic, and then everything else will come. There's a statement in Indian folklore, folk stories, that to him or her who's enthusiastic, the goddess of fortune comes. You don't need to be a scholar. You don't need to be a good singer or anything. If you are enthusiastic, then something will happen in your life, and also you might affect the life of others. So in Krishna consciousness, we need to regularly tap this source of enthusiasm. There is a disease in Krishna conscious practice which is called HDS. HDS is a disease which means the half dead syndrome. It happens when a person is in an environment where his faith, his shraddha, is attacked. Once the shraddha is attacked, his enthusiasm wanes, and as a result, his spiritual practice is half dead. It's almost like many of you are now on the physical platform. You have eaten a good meal, I hope. I saw Kripa Mala's play, it was quite attractive. And as a result, the important bloodstream which has to circulate in the brain to heal this pleasure is all in the stomach. And I may try to give a very good lecture, but it will for some be a torture to sit here because of this circulatory phenomena of the digestive system. This is a physical example for what happens in the on the subtle level of the mind, the intellect, and so on. When your shraddha is attacked, your faith is attacked, then the faith cannot longer sustain your spiritual practices, and as a result, you lose the all-important enthusiasm. It's something like that the blood doesn't come to the brain. Life becomes a torture. Spiritual life becomes a torture, and the faith is no longer so strong. And as a result, you are becoming a little bit half dead. That is not very inspired any longer. So to again gain enthusiasm in your life, you need to have an experience which connects you with Krishna. The real source of enthusiasm, utsahan, is an experience which connects you with Krishna. And I will talk about how to get such an experience in one's life. You have heard that many saints in the past were extremely enthusiastic because they had this experience of Krishna. Think back of your life when you were very enthusiastic. Usually it had something to do with being together with Krishna. The Sanskrit word for enthusiasm is utsahan. Saha means together with the Lord. Hare Krishna. When you are together with the Lord, you become enthusiastic. This is the source of enthusiasm. A process which brings us together with the Lord. The example which Srila Prabhupada has often given, which tells us how by being in contact with the Lord we can become enthusiastic, is the example of iron which is placed into fire. In the connection with the fire, the iron takes on fiery qualities. You only need to touch it. You know there is fire. So if you can somehow connect the Lord in your life, if you can learn this simple art, you can become enthusiastic, and if you go on contacting the Lord, you can remain enthusiastic. Is this clear to you? I wish that you do now a little exercise. You don't look so tired as I'm thinking, but nevertheless this exercise will be good for you. Please turn to your neighbor and talk with him about how you had an experience of Krishna in your life which made you enthusiastic. This is a good chance to get to know each other on a deep spiritual level. Some of you laugh nervously. No need for nervousness. We are all in the spiritual practice here. I will give you exactly five. No. 6 Indian minutes. No. substantial talk, so each for about 3 minutes or 4 minutes, because we have Indian minutes. What experience made you enthusiastic?
Thank you.
practice now. I thank you very much for doing this little exercise. You're just getting into it. That is good that you get into it, so that, thank you. You can do it. This I sometimes do when I meet devotees. I ask them a certain question before the conversation starts. Sometimes devotees come to me and they want to tell me all what was bad in their life over the last 2 months. I can see it in the face. It is ready to bring out the practical, the discontent with life. And then what I do is, when I see them, I ask them, before you start, can I ask you a question? What was the most intuitive thing which happened in the last week? And all of a sudden, the mindset of the devotees changed. Oh, we had a nice peace, and oh, we had a nice talk with a friend, and so on. And it's a good start for a spiritual conversation. So if you found something in talking what enthused you, you can well take it in your regular practice in life. Now, I will today do something unusual. I'm really known for this, unfortunately. I have prepared a lecture which was very analytical, where I went to certain spiritual practices which could bring enthusiasm. But when I was there in the lecture of Radhanath Maharaj and Shivaram Maharaj, and I looked at you, I saw that most of you are devotees who practice Krishna consciousness for a long time. And I thought, instead of going through many practices and touching them only in a general way, for which I have prepared, I go into only one practice which makes me at this moment of my life very enthusiastic, because there is a rule in preaching: only talk about that which you are totally convinced of. Then you can convince other people. What is in your heart will go in the hearts of others. So I will apply this practice and talk today only about prayers. And not only about prayers, but about a very specific kind of prayer, which you will get to know in a little while. There are about, this is another little analytical, 10 different kinds of Vaishnava prayers in existence. And I will tell you the prayers which I remember. One type of prayer is the prayer where you approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by letting him know of your fallen situation. Another type of prayer is where you approach the Lord requesting him to do some service for him. Like when you come before the deity, you could say, my dear Radha Gokulananda, please let me take part in arranging your birthday celebration, Jamashtami. There are also other types of prayers where you specifically pray for being engaged as an eternal soul in your own spiritual body in relationship to Krishna. You may, for instance, pray, my dear Lord, I want to be allowed to fan your transcendental body. I want to frolic with you in the Leela, and so on and so forth. These are very advanced prayers. There are other types of prayers where you pray for a situation in your life which is more congenial than the present one in which you live. For instance, you might pray, let me come to Vrindavan. or to Mahapur. There are other types of prayers where you praise the Lord according to His qualities, which you find extremely wonderful. Oh, you are so merciful. Oh, you are so kind. You have given me prasadam. That's an example. This is there are other types of prayers where the devotee expresses his faith. Oh, my dear Lord, you who are known as the friend of the most fallen, is in your mission of reclaiming the fallen souls a place for this fallen Krishna Das, Hare Krishna, or Krishna Devi Das. Yes? There are 10 different types of prayers, but I will shrink them down to 2 which are relevant for us, I feel. One type of prayer is called notable prayer, and the other is vijnati, or something where you pray intensely to asking the Lord to fulfill a request. What is a notable prayer? A notable prayer is a prayer which you pray in the words, where you pray in the words of great devotees. They are not your own words. For instance, you might pray the Bhagavatam prayers of Queen Kunti to Krishna, or the Gajendra's prayers, or the prayers of Durga Maharaj. These are prayers in the language of great devotees. It's very nice to pray in these words. Why do you think it is nice to not pray in your own words, but in the words of others? Could there be any reason which comes to mind? Usually we think of my prayers.
Because they're like Vaishnavas.
They are like Vaishnavas.
They're elevated souls.
They're elevated souls. They speak the language, the very high communication. By reading them, we might become inspired, because it's on a higher level than us. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting, almost challenging question. Shouldn't I just pray in my own words, in my prayers, isn't it? And not someone else's prayers? Guru Shalana Padma, isn't it? Give it up.
Sometimes it's difficult even to find your own words to pray.
Yes.
Getting so enthusiastic. You know, sometimes if you pray with the words of the most elevated souls,
that
may, you know, help you to.
Yes. Sometimes it's difficult to find our own words because we are not so on that level. When we flew into London, the captain said, "Sorry, we can't land as of yet. We will go in circles around the London airport until they call us to land." To land, and I was thinking, this is sometimes how I pray. Oh, my dear Lord, I'm very fallen. Oh, my dear Lord, let me become better in the life. Give me strength. Give me this, and please, I want to glorify you. You have lotus eyes. It's like going in circles, because at that particular moment, I'm not on a very high level. I remember I must praise the Lord all the time. Sri Guru Sarana Padma Mataji has kindly told us is very, very relevant. You enter the stream of the elevated thoughts of the great devotees, and for sure pleasing the Lord very much, because He likes to hear, oh yes, some very nice words. But in Vaishnava prayer there is also something which is called
this vijñāti, when you pour out your heart. And I want to talk about this today, because most lectures about prayers will be about this area of prayer. And you will hear many lectures about this in your life in Krishna consciousness. So I will give other lecturers the chance to enter into this realm. They will do for sure it. But today I want to talk about what is called vijñāti. Prayers, when you open your heart to the Lord, and so on. Sometimes devotees have questions. The question is, I'm so insignificant. When I turn to Krishna, the Almighty Lord, is there any guarantee that He will turn towards me? For instance, if I'm an insignificant soul, if I return to Thomas Blair, not so involved in politics, so maybe his name is Tony Blair, he will not give me sufficient time because I'm so insignificant. So in this mood, devotee sometimes in weaker turn to Krishna, but this is here this quotation. The devotee says, we are so insignificant, why should God waste His time talking with us? Prabhupada says, yes, because you are sons. Although you are insignificant, you are God's sons. So He likes to talk with His sons just like a small child. Everyone knows that he cannot talk. Still, Father tries to make him talking to enjoy. Mahaprabhu Chandralaya Temple is teaching all these. The Prabhupada is very enthusiastic. He says, these fools and rascals, how to talk with God. That is our mission, to talk with God. When I heard about this conversation, I became interested, and I found another purport of Prabhupada, where he says, when you are in a religion and you don't talk with God, what is the use of your religion? This Krishna consciousness movement is encouraging us to talk to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because only if we have an experience either with Krishna or related to Krishna or related to Krishna's devotees, we can be nourished in our spiritual life. Without a practical experience in Krishna consciousness, our life becomes only duty-bound and duty-inspired, and after some time it's just too much pressure, and we make compromises in our lives. We don't go on in this. And so, how to talk with God? This is the question then. How to experience God in this, and hear His answers in our talk. The first thing you need to understand, when you pray to Krishna, you must do it with full concentration. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a rule about prayer. The phrase goes like this: Gajendra fixed his mind in his heart. But this, how do you fix your mind in the heart? Is there some glue or it's a... No, it is, you must be fully concentrated. At that moment, something becomes activated. The Lord, who is waiting just for this, that you turn with full concentration towards Him, becomes highly interested in you and turns towards Him. The Upanishads, we have the example by the super soul is silent, but the moment the individual turns towards Him, the super soul becomes highly active, and it must be done with full concentration. This can be exercised in chanting the Hare Krishna. Chant every name. Here is Krishna, here is Radha. If you
Check that this concentration, the love becomes extremely active in your heart and becomes your well-wishing friend. The question is not, is there a God or is there no God? The question at heart is God accessible? Can we make connection with Him? And we can, if we pray the full concentration. I don't want to speak now so much about the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because you know, and this was explained also this morning, that the chanting will only work if you avoid the 10 offenses, and you can only avoid the 10 offenses if you chant with full attention. The same is there in prayer. You must chant or pray with full attention. Only at that time the Lord will hear and become active. I want to give you three examples of personal prayers from Srila Rupa Goswami's book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which are all in this category of turning personally to God and doing what is called vijñāpti. Prabhupada translates vijñāpti as submission. Prabhupada would have used the very technical language of vijñāpti, he would said is expressing one's own feeling in supplication to the Lord. Do you want to hear an example of this? First of all, I want to ask you, when are you most concentrated? Yes.
In the morning.
What activity? Usually psychologists have said in love or in eating. Anxiety also. I can imagine this strong feeling. The devotee here uses the first. He says, my Lord, I have a problem. My mind always goes away from you. Do you also have this problem? Yes, I also. And he prays now very honestly, oh my Lord. Now some of you will blush when they hear this prayer, but sorry. The minds of young boys and girls remain attached to one another. Please let my mind be attached to you. Isn't it wonderful? You remember when you were young, girl passed by, or young muscular boy went by, full attention, even if you only made a few glance and you took your head back because no one should see, then the picture was still in the mind. Day in and day out he would see the picture of that mesmerizing smile of the opposite gender. This is very strong attentive factor. This is human. Most of the devotees will turn into grihastha life. There's nothing existentially wrong. It is a very, in fact, it is a realistic part of life. This same feeling, this bonding feeling, which let the world turn around in great attraction, this feeling the devotee wants to get for Krishna. And he prays. It may be exasperation. My dear Lord, it's going like this and that. There's another prayer like this, which I can tell you. It goes like this. My dear Lord, just like the sweet lips of a girl are tasty for the materialist, may hearing of your pastimes become tasty. And just like a lover will always read again the letter of his beloved, I pray that I will always recite your holy name. The beautiful prayer is vijñāpti.
or another. O Purushottam, in this world there is no sinner or offender like me, even though you are an ocean of causeless mercy. I am ashamed even to request you to forgive my offenses. What more shall I say? Look, prayers, devotion, prayers. These are prayers written by great devotees, and you can collect them and sometimes pray. And as you pray them, you will enter their stream of thought and their stream of transcendental affection for the Lord. It will help. Now, I want to come to the closure of this presentation. By the way, here I have the 10 types of prayers. If you are interested, you can make photocopies. Found them. I want to give you a nice, what I found very practical. I've taken this from Satsvarupa Maharaj's excellent book on Vandana, a Krishna Conscious Handbook on Prayer, and have isolated a prayer session which I personally also do and which has helped me very much. It is a mixture of the two types of prayers, notable prayers and your own expression in life. Both are necessary. So, if you want, this is very practical, and those who take notes, I want to encourage them to take notes because I will be a little fast here. First, when you start to enter the world of prayer, it is good if you turn to the pure devotee, to feel Prabhupada's presence in what you do and his encouragement. Of those who have things for drawing on the line, this is the absolute last minute call for you. It's not too late already. No one. Or you can come in. This is also. So, enter the presence of the spiritual master by chanting the pranam mantras, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Devaka Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanayane, and think about these prayers, what they mean. Then enter into the presence of Krishna. For instance, you can chant, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopiesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Oh Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, you are an ocean of mercy for the fallen. Dinabandhu, you are the friend of the most fallen. You are the maintainer of the gopis, the Lord and Master of the universe. Please be merciful to me. So you pray some prayers, organized prayers, which bring you into a space, a sacred space, where you have association with the great acharyas and Krishna. The next thing is, because you just don't want to end up, give me this, give me that, oh Lord, give me a Mercedes-Benz, you should praise the Lord, something in praise. Like we, for instance, I feel devotees can best praise the Lord by learning these prayers which we chant when we greet the deities. Chintamani Prakara Satma Sukhal Pariksha Lakshavitesha Saravira Abhipayata, and so on. You can chant the Govinda prayers, which are very nice, because you want to glorify the Lord. Oh Krishna, you are so wonderful, and because you are so small, people pray in the words of Shastra to the Lord. Then you should ignite a fire in your heart. Yes, you have heard properly, there is a very great need for you to ignite a fire in your heart. This is now enthusiastic talk. There are different types of fires which we hear in the Shastra. There is the Kamakni, the fire of lust. There is the Jnanakni, the fire of knowledge. the fire of lust will devour discipline and sometimes intelligence. The fire of knowledge will devour ignorance. There is also a fire which is called repentance. Prabhupada speaks about this. Not only should the devotee give up his sinful acts, but he should repent his materialistic life. Oh, I'm a sinner, I'm this. Why could this be good to ignite the fire of repentance? Yes, very correctly. It makes us more humble. In a humble, if you think everything is alright in your life, and with great material satisfaction you pray, you will never pray properly. So the fire of repentance is very good. Like we have heard here, there is no sinner bigger than me. My own misdeeds have made me an unfortunate wretch. I have wasted my life without developing any attachment for Hari. Yeah. So after you have done this fire, you are now ready for hearing the Lord. Now you might say, oh Sashinanda Swami, now you are in danger of becoming a Sahajiya. Are you really thinking and even telling that we can hear the Lord talking to us? This is almost too much for us to hear. We are too fallen. The way how you can listen to the Lord is by reading His verse. Isn't it very obvious? For instance, I have just opened a section in the Bhagavad Gita which I want to read to you. And if you have this preparation, praying to Prabhupada, praying to Krishna in an authorized way, praising Him and then putting this fire in your heart, I am very fallen, I'm not very great. Please, my dear Lord, give me some direction. You could listen in this mood when you read, for instance, this verse. But those who always worship me, this is what I want to do. With exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, for them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. When I once was in a difficult situation in life, I just opened the Bhagavad Gita and came to this part of the Bhagavad Gita, and I felt that the Lord was personally telling me, Sashinanda, don't worry, I take care of you. Even this thing which has just happened and has dislocated you a little bit from your sanity, it was sent to me. You needed this. You needed this obstacle to turn to me again. But yes, we can hear the Lord. We can read His holy words in books like Bhagavad Gita, or when He talks in the Bhagavata. And then the last with what you can end your prayer section is, you can ask the Lord confidentially for something. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, whenever a person offers prayer, he asks for a benediction. We hear this in many prayers, for instance, the prayers of the Prachetas. The Prachetas pray, my dear Lord, please give up the association of your devotees. You are allowed to open your heart to Krishna. Prabhupada says, in addition to giving and receiving in the execution of devotional service, one has to submit to Krishna whatever distress or confidential problem he has. He should say, Krishna, I am suffering in this way. I have fallen in this tossing ocean of material illusion. Kindly pick me up. Hare Krishna. That's beautiful. Say something confidentially for Krishna and you will see how your faith goes into galloping mood. The English
men are both people, both riders, feed at least this. When you want that something happens in your life, turn to the Lord with your confidential prayer and you will see how your life starts to go up. It goes very fast. Sometimes be careful what you pray for. Sometimes if you haven't checked what you pray for and it's all suddenly before the door, it might be embarrassing. This is what I would like to recommend to you. Start praying and start seeing that something happens in your life. Once Prabhupada was asked, what are the prayers which please Krishna the most? And he said this: please let me love you. And please give me the strength to serve you. This is what I always pray when the deity curtains open. I pray with you, Lord, life is tough, Kali Yuga is no joke. Please give me the strength to serve you. And I think it is this prayer which is helping me very much in my own Krishna consciousness. I want to recommend it to you because Prabhupada gave it. Hare Krishna, I want to end here. I have many more notes, but it is already too long, and don't want to flush you over, but I want to summarize what we have said so far. If you want to be more enthusiastic in your spiritual life, you need to learn the simple art to communicate with Krishna. Inside your heart, the Lord is there. He's just waiting for this. And it can be done by the art of prayer. And we are encouraged by Srila Prabhupada to do notable prayers, that is, Shastric prayers. But we are also encouraged to do our own prayer and so on. If you would like to deepen this subject matter more and delve start your own life of prayer, I highly recommend this book, Vandanam, a Krishna Conscious Handbook. And for those who want to dive deeply into the ocean of prayer, there is a wonderful collection of prayer. It's called Prarthana by Narottama Thakur, which has been published and which is highly recommended. Also, you might like to discuss this subject with devotees and get further insights into it. But whatever the case, please start your life of prayer. And the most efficient type of prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. I'm
going
a little over to me. Now, please ask questions, and I promise to not give a long, drawn out answer, but as brief as possible so that it's a little more stimulating. Please, Prabhu.
I'd like you to know what you think. Sometimes I pray more to Prabhupada than I do to Krishna, actually. Quite a lot. And, you know, I feel sometimes Krishna is so far away in my life, but I feel very close. And I don't mean that to be presumptuous. Somehow, the more I read and listen to Prabhupada, the more affection I feel towards him, you know, in that way. And certainly, you know, any Vaishnavas. And, you know, what is the word?
The question is sometimes I'd be closer to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna seems to be so far away, so I prefer to pray to him. That's good. Prabhupada was once answering to the same question. When you pray of the spiritual master, automatically Krishna is there. It's a very nice also, I want to say, please do not think Prabhupada has left and he cannot be reached. Oh, he is very much reachable. Krishna is there, but his dear devotees are there, they are connected spiritually. You could pray to him. So, but please also pray to Krishna, and if you feel he is far away, therefore you can reach him by praying with the authorized prayers of the devotees. Yes, Madhuri.
I feel fairly comfortable doing that, but mostly to Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Then I can pray a bit to Radharani as well.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Krishna, I can hardly say anything.
Yes.
Now, is that really bad? or is it right for me to open my heart to Krishna?
If you pray to Lord Nityananda, this is best. Because Lord Nityananda is a drunken man. Yeah, he's drunken with the love of Godhead, and he does not consider qualification. So you can go to a drunken man and ask him, please give me your share. Yes! or some pounds notes, some 20 pounds. Yes, I only 20, take 50. And that is Nityananda is eternally full of bliss. Hari Sattva. Whereas individual, but so that you get it right. See, we never know. You have to be critical also of ourselves. Why do we? Sometimes there are causes in us which are not exactly on the totally spiritual, but we feel inspired and less inspired here and there. Therefore, it's also good to pray those conventional prayers which we find in the Bhagavatam. But when it comes to open the heart, you have to do where you're most comfortable. Should I also keep in mind not to disturb Krishna maybe with all the small things, you know, maybe this, maybe that. I remember in my life, anyway, I sometimes go to monasteries to check with Christian brothers and sisters, and I would very much like to look in these books, you know, where they put their prayers. Take care that my examination is passed and that the wound of my little child cures. And then we find another answer. Thank you, Mother Maria, for hearing my prayer. The word, there is a difference between religion and spirituality. In religion, you want to ask the Lord to help you in your worldly life, and spirituality means you just say, my dear Lord, do what you so desire, do what the universe thinks for me. That's why the devotees of Krishna are not always the most happy persons in the universe, but sometimes the Lord has to burn away their wrongs from their heart, and he chooses to do this sometimes with new release. It's good, our karma goes away. So we should remain spiritually minded and not come down to the platform of religion. But when something is in the heart, you must say to the Lord. After all, Lord is like a father who also likes the stumbling voice of the child. You ever seen the parents when they have the child, they go, Booba. And the child goes, Bhuva Mama Mama.
Wow! Right! He said something!
So, let us start our turning to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Want to thank you very much. Let us end here.